Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Disney's Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, now an Emmy nominee for Outstanding Television Movie. The Hollywood Reporter raves it's the funniest movie of the year. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers has its cheese and eats it too. It's joyous and brilliant and an absolute blast from start to finish. This awards season, consider a comeback. Disney's Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is now streaming only on Disney+. Hello and welcome to episode 387 of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast, the 2022 Emmy Jeopardy edition. I'll be your host, Clarence Moy, and let's meet our contestants. Megan, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin, and you can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
Joey?
Hi, I'm Joey Moser, and I have wine, and I can be found on Twitter and all of my social media. Joey Moser, 83.
I wanted to say, Joey, you would have enjoyed my last movie if you would have taken 2 seconds to not be looking at my tits the whole time.
I'm with you, by the way, on that shit.
Okay,
like,
yes.
Oof.
I know.
I did a little bit more research and oof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, I am Clarence Moy, and you can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. So we are doing an audio podcast, a video podcast, because today marks the end of the Emmy Phase 2 voting window. And to honor that, we are playing Emmy Jeopardy. So I have devised a series of questions very akin to the Jeopardy theme here. And Megan and Joey will face off against each other. So in just 1 second, I will share the board and we will get started. And through a random selection, Joey has agreed to go first or will be going first. But just to orient the rules in terms of our for our listeners, Megan and Joey are going to use the Zoom hand raising icon to signal their willingness to answer the question because we don't have buzzers, and they will have 5 seconds to answer the question. If the person does not answer the question correctly, they will lose the money. Total Jeopardy rules here. They will lose the money for that question, associated with that question, and the other person will get to answer. We will go through one round of a complete Jeopardy board, the answers being valued in each column from $1 to $500, and then we will go to Final Jeopardy. And then after the winner is announced, we will then move off to the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating the upcoming week. Do we have any questions?
No.
I was going to ask if we are like negative $600, we're going to, at the end of this podcast, we're going to get a Venmo request from Clarence being like, hello, pay my shit.
I also want to say, Clarence, where were you last year when everybody was putting their hat in the ring for Jeopardy as the host?
Like, I know, right?
I just thought today I might have a second life as a Jeopardy question writer.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, all right, Jeopardy answer writer. And you must remember, all answers that you give must be in the form of a question.
Oh, that's right. Good thing. Thank you for mentioning that.
I will forget that.
Yeah.
That's right, because you're drinking Jeopardy. Well, if you're drinking Jeopardy, mm-hmm. then you've got it in your veins. So with no further ado, let's share the board.
Can I do the boop, 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 boop?
Here we go.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
We have, our categories are Wicked Emmys in History, Record-Breaking Ooh. Emmys, Pop Ooh. Goes the Emmy, Limited Emmys, and Put the E in Emmy. And as you see, the E is in quotation marks. The answer must start with the letter E. So as I just mentioned, here you see the scores, but as I just mentioned, Joey is going first. So Joey, pick a category and a dollar amount, please.
I will pick Put the E in Emmy, Alex Clarence.
For
what?
Oh, I'm sorry, $100.
And the answer is, it's defined as a state of intense excitement and happiness. It's also an Emmy nominee for Outstanding Drama Series this year. Megan.
What is, oh God, I'm fuck.
What is Euphoria?
That is correct. What is?
I already forgot the rules. Fuck.
And do I have control now?
You do have control. You can go next. Remember, Joey.
Put the E in Emmy for 200, Clarence.
And just as a reminder, please use your ask a question function.
Oh, did I do that wrong?
No, you're good.
It's, now I lowered my hand. Okay, got it.
Lower
now
your
I'm ready. Hand.
Lower everybody. Lower your hands.
No,
lower your hands until after I read the question. It's the first name of the character Amanda Seyfried plays in Hulu's The Dropout. It's also shared by two British queens. Joey,
who is Elizabeth?
That is correct. Who? What is? Or who is Elizabeth?
All right.
All right. Joey, put your okay. Joey.
I really want to announce the category like Jennifer Aniston in the quiz episode. Like, it's all relative. Limited Emmys for 100.
And the answer is, this Disney Plus Marvel series received 23 Emmy nominations last year. This beats the total Emmy nominations received by all Disney Plus Marvel series this year. And may I remind you, you need to wait until I finish reading the question because I'm reading the answers and I don't know who went first. So we're going to go with Megan on that one.
It was Megan.
What is The Mandalorian?
That is incorrect. Joey.
What is WandaVision?
That is correct.
Did I lose money?
You did.
That Venmo request is coming.
How much did I lose? $100?
$100. Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm just at zero. Okay, got it, okay. Got it.
So remember, do not raise your hand until I'm finished reading the questions. That way I can see your faces. Okay. Joey, pick a category, please, and a dollar amount.
Wicked Emmys in History for 100, please.
This Saturday Night Live song won musical comedy trio Lonely Island an Emmy Award for Outstanding Music and Lyrics. Good thing the Emmy was unpackaged. Joey.
What is Dick in a Box?
That is correct. What is Dick in a Box?
It's festive. That's what it is.
All right, Joey. There you go. Pick your category and dollar amount, please.
Wicked Emmys in History for 200.
While receiving her Emmy Award in 1991 for Cheers, this actress thanked then-husband Parker Stevenson for giving her the big one for the last 8 years. It's a gift that she would return in 1997. Megan.
Who is Kirstie Alley?
That is correct. Who is Kirstie Alley?
Megan, I will put the E in Emmy for 400, Clarence.
400. Emmy voters have a lot of this for Larry David's long-running comedy series. They may want to curb it eventually if they're not going to recognize its star, though. Megan.
What is Enthusiasm?
That is correct. What is Enthusiasm?
I also can't see the side. Is there a three? Oh, I went put the E in Emmy for 300. I couldn't see it because I had my box covering it. So, but that's what I would like next.
Don't tell Jodie Comer, but if someone had truly killed this biblical woman, then we might not be here at all, if you believe that sort of thing. Joey.
Who is Eve?
That is correct. Who is Eve?
Let's just finish out. Put the E in Emmy for 500.
And the answer is, it's the act of breaking free from confinement or control. Severance Emmy nominee Ben Stiller did it at Dannemora. Megan.
What is Escape?
That is correct. What is Escape? And that closes out. Put the E in Emmy. Megan, your choice.
Oh, kicking my ass,
let's
bitch.
Do Wicked Emmys in History for 300, Clarence.
And the answer is, it's the nickname of this Emmy-winning star of AMC's Mad Men, or rather, the nickname of his member. Joey.
What is the Hamaconda?
That is correct. Joey, pick the category.
I forgot that, to be honest.
How dare you forget that?
I thought it was just... Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Let's do record-breaking Emmys for 100, Clarence.
And the answer is, this comedy actress nominee is the youngest Black woman nominated in the Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series category.
Oh.
It's Elementary, my dear Emmy watchers. Joey.
Who is Zendaya?
That is incorrect. Megan.
Who is
Quinta Brunson? Shit!
I'm sorry. Megan, could you repeat that?
Yeah, who is Quinta Brunson?
That's correct. Who is Quinta Brunson?
I can't believe you did that. Record breaking Emmys for 200, Clarence.
And the answer is, this series holds the record for most Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year. Sorry, Ted Lasso, better luck next year. Joey?
What is 30 Rock?
That is correct. What is 30 Rock? All right, Joey and Megan, neck and neck. Joey, pick a category.
Limited Emmys for 200, please.
And the answer is, you jump around, by the way. Sorry.
Sarah Paulson received an Emmy nomination for playing Paula Jones in Impeachment, but it's this other Ryan Murphy produced American Crime Story.
She did play Paula Jones. She played Linda Tripp.
Oh, you're right. She did play. Sorry. That's okay. Well, she played played Linda Tripp. You're right. I just totally zoned out on that one.
I made that mistake recently.
But it's this other Ryan Murphy produced American Crime Story that holds the most nominations for the series. Joey.
What is The People versus O.J. Simpson?
That is correct. Sorry about that.
I should get his point for that.
You didn't answer the question, though, now.
Joey, pick a category.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to bounce around just to piss Megan off. Record-breaking Emmys for 300.
And the answer is, this actor holds the record for the most wins in the Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series category with 4 Emmys. Seems like somebody should make him some kind of throne or something. Joey.
Oh, this is wrong. Peter Dinklage? Who is Peter Dinklage? Fuck!
Who is Peter Dinklage? That is correct. All right.
Alex would have never put up with the swearing that I've heard.
I would be.
Joey, pick a category.
Oh, I'm sorry. Record-breaking Emmys for 400.
And the answer is, this presidential series previously held the record for the most acting nominations for a series in a single year until it was broken this year by HBO's Succession with 14. Joey.
What is Veep?
That is incorrect. Megan?
Oh, God.
Oh, what is The West Wing?
That is correct.
Yes. I should stop reading only part of the question.
All right. Megan, your turn to pick a category.
Let's finish out the category record-breaking Emmys for 500.
The answer is Ricky Minor is nominated for 2 yearly editions of this annual Arts Honors program because the 43rd and the 44th editions fell in the same eligibility year.
I think I know what it is, but I'm afraid to lose my points.
Okay, time. Call in time. It is the Kennedy Center Honor.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Me too.
Ricky Minor is nominated for both editions this year because they fell in the same eligibility window. Okay, yes. That closes out record-breaking Emmys category. Megan, you still have control of the board.
Let's do Wicked Emmys in History for 400.
And the answer is, winning his first Emmy for writing, star Alan Alda performed a full cartwheel in front of the audience before accepting his trophy for this series. Megan.
What is MASH?
That is correct.
And let's finish out the category for 500.
You're kicking my ass, girl.
And the answer is, this reality show producer was called out in 2016 by then Emmy host Jimmy Kimmel as catapulting Donald Trump to reality TV fame. And eventually the presidency. Joey.
Oh, God. I'm wrong. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say, who is Jimmy Fallon? But
Megan, would you like to steal?
Wrong.
I don't know. So.
All right. The answer is Mark Burnett.
Oh.
Remember Jimmy Kimmel?
Weren't they friends?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. Okay. Do I still have control of the board?
You still have control of the board, Megan.
Let's do limited Emmys for 300.
The answer is, before receiving his first Emmy nomination for HBO's The White Lotus, Mike White wrote and directed this series, which garnered Laura Dern an Emmy nomination for lead actress in a comedy series. Joey.
What is Enlightened?
That is correct.
Couldn't remember if it was Enlightened or Enlightenment.
And Joey, you have control of the board.
Let's do limited Emmys for 400.
And the answer is, this political TV movie brought actor-director Danny Strong an Emmy win back in 2012. He's nominated this year as writer-director of Hulu's Dope Sick, but he probably can't see Russia from his house. Joey.
What is Game Change?
That is correct. What is Game Change? He was also on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And he was also on Gilmore Girls.
Uh-huh. Joe, you still have control of the board. Where would you like to go next?
Let's see. Let's do limited enemies for 500.
The answer is, it's the truth that this author's Big Little Lies competed as both a limited series and a drama series for two different seasons. Joey.
If I'm thinking that it's author of the book, then who is Leon Moriarty?
That is correct.
Coming back, I'm on your tail.
I've been too conservative.
Joey. Pop Goes the Emmys for 100, please.
And the answer is, this singer must have been feeling good as hell after receiving her first Emmy nomination this year for Watch Out for the Big Girls. Megan.
Who is Lizzo?
That is correct. Who is Lizzo?
Pop Goes the Emmy for 200.
And the answer is, nominee Nora Felder received a nomination in the music supervision category for this Netflix series. Wonder if she'll be running up that stage. Joey.
What is Stranger Things?
That is correct.
I hate you for that question.
Oh my God, that's great.
I love it.
That was so good.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
Let's see what Pop Goes the Emmys for 300.
All right, there we go. This British singer is nominated for her CBS special in the Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded category. If she wins, then she will say hello to a golden statue. Megan.
Who is Adele?
That is correct. Who is Adele?
Pop Goes the Emmy for 400.
This singer helped both Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons receive nominations for episodes featuring her. Although she did not receive a nomination herself, she must be happier than ever. Answers? I'm sorry. The answer is, who is Billie Eilish?
Oh God!
Honey. And last category. I should have done a daily double, but I didn't. For 500, this actor voiced Tommy Lee's penis in an episode of Hulu's Emmy-nominated Pam and Tommy. Sadly, he was passed over in the voiceover category.
Oh.
Megan.
Who is Jason Mantzoukas?
That is correct.
Joey, you didn't know that?
I forgot his first name. I was like, I knew his last name, which is...
You could have just said, who is Mantzoukas? Oh, you're right. Never mind.
There you go. And so that ends our Jeopardy round.
Sorry.
With Megan leading 2,900 to Joey's 2,100. And so what we're going to do now is that Megan and Joey are going to secretly send me their wagers for our final Jeopardy round. And just so that you're aware, our category for the final Jeopardy round is...
Oh, no.
Emmy snubs. Oh, no. Send me your wagers, we will return with the answer and the question after a word from our sponsors.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Disney Plus's The Beatles Get Back, now nominated for 5 Emmys, including Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series and Outstanding Directing for a Documentary Nonfiction Program. Deadline calls it a triumph of technology and tenacity, and Rolling Stone raves it's a stunningly intimate portrayal of friendship. For your Emmy consideration, The Beatles Get Back, now streaming on Disney Plus.
We have locked in our wagers, and I will read the question, and then you will have 30 seconds to respond. Keep it to yourself. Send me your response. Do not say it out loud. Joey, are you listening?
It's not like a dad.
Where the chat went away. Hold on. Okay, there.
Okay. All right. And the answer is, oops. The answer is screwed up. There we go. What did I do? Okay. This actress holds the record for the most Emmy nominations without a win. It's enough to make you murderous. And Pencils down. Send me your responses.
No, I haven't done it yet. Hold on.
She answers nothing. She gets nothing.
All right. I will give you that, Megan. Have you sent it yet?
I sent it to you.
Okay.
I know it's wrong. All right. But...
And Megan, you let's see. Joey, you were in second place going into Final Jeopardy with 2,100. And your answer was Angela Lansbury, which is correct. Angela Lansbury has 17 Emmy nominations, 12 for Murder, She Wrote, and she has never won. And what did you wager? You wagered 2,100, all the marbles. So now you have 4,200. Megan, your answer was Viola Davis, which is incorrect, unfortunately. And you bet everything, 2,900, which takes Joey to 4,200 versus Megan, zero. So Joey is today's winner at Emmy Jeopardy.
Oh, that song was so fast. And I knew it wasn't Viola Davis. I knew she won, but I couldn't think of anything.
That was so... That music was so stressful.
Yeah, it was very stressful. And I still have not beaten you at any of these, I realize. I thought this was the year.
You were so close, but your hubris got in the way.
No, it didn't. No, I just didn't know that question.
Emmy Wine.
You and I both wagered it all.
Yeah, I knew you were going to. I literally knew you both were going to bet everything. I knew it.
I literally did not know... what it was until I read the question again, and I was like, he's gonna put all of these questions have a little like in them, and
yes.
then I was like
what it's what does Clarence mean, got into Clarence's head.
Oh, I can't believe I missed that. Well, this was fun though, thank you guys.
Thank you for putting that together.
Oh,
you're very welcome. Sorry I missed the Paula Jones, thank God.
Oh my God. No, I did that the other day. That's why I laughed at it. I probably wouldn't have caught it because I said she played Paula Jones the other day. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's not it.
Well, so. Paula Jones is, of course, played by.
It's like Anna Lee Ashford is unsubscribing to our podcast. Yeah,
she's
sorry,
like,
Anna Lee.
She's like, this.
Who was also snubbed by the Academy?
She was, totally. Yeah. Ugh.
All right. So let's very quickly move to the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating the upcoming week. And Megan, you can go first.
Thanks, because I can't. Okay, so I need to finish the rehearsal. I've been watching the rehearsal. Everybody's talking about it, even though I still like Nathan For You. I'm more of a Nathan For You girl. I'm also finishing up the book by Diane Diamond, Be Careful Who You Love, about Michael Jackson, which is really good. And last week, I also... the first thing I did when I got back from California was I watched the Living with Michael Jackson documentary from Martin Bashir, which I recommend. I've gone down this rabbit hole and I need to get out. Because I also watched Abducted in Plain Sight, and I just need to quit watching these true crime things. I also would like to watch Love on a Leash, so I can, which is about a girl who falls in love with her dog, and they're doing it on How Did This Get Made? They're doing a, which I feel like maybe is my story. I do love my dog, but I don't know if I'd fall in love.
Do you love your dog?
I love my dog though. So I would like to watch that. Have you been listening to Nicki Minaj's Super Freak Girl?
Yeah.
Song? You have.
That song,
right?
That song is everywhere.
Are you lying to me right now?
No, I love that song.
Okay, good. Okay, everybody should be listening to that. That's the other thing. That's it.
Joey.
I'm on a big movie kick now that the Emmys have concluded. So I finally rented Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, which I haven't watched yet. I'm making sure that I have enough room and attention for that. I want to watch Vengeance with BJ Novak and the new John Boyega movie Breaking, about him. I think he goes into a bank and claims to have a bomb that is dropping. I think John Boyega is one of the best actors working today. He has so much presence. It's like sort of criminal.
Have you seen Attack the Block yet?
Yeah, I love Attack the Block.
I love Attack the Block.
You're the person who got me into Attack the Block.
I talk about that movie all the time. I love that movie so
much. And then I'm finishing the book, 100 Boyfriends by, I think it's pronounced Brontës Pernell. It's just really sort of, it's just... it's really funny, but it's also packed with a lot of gay sex stuff and really funny and it's really easy to breeze through. So I'm can't wait to finish that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Not watching House of the Dragon.
Well, I have been watching House of the Dragon. I have seen all six episodes.
Is it good?
They have given critics. Yeah, it is. It's a slow burn. It's, no pun intended, of course. But it is. I read a review at a Variety that was talking about how they thought that this was one of the most violent television shows to ever air, which I think is really? A pretty bold statement. I think it's a bit of an overstatement. I don't think it's any more violent than Game of Thrones was. I mean, remember, Game of Thrones had a character literally mauled to death by dogs. So they had someone tortured somebody by putting a bucket on his head and a rat inside it and lit the end of the bucket on fire so that the rat would chew through the face to get away from the fire. So that's
lit a little girl on fire too. Remember that?
Yeah. So yeah. It's a bold statement. I mean, there is some graphic violence, but it's not anything out of the context of the series. It is interesting to see a series about the Game of Thrones mythology, but only to be focused on a single family. It is literally only focused on the Targaryens. I kind of have gotten over my. I didn't mean for this to be a review, but I'll just say one more thing. I've kind of gotten over my hatred of prequels because we know where it goes. And deeply in the back of my mind, I'm still hoping that they find some way to change it all by killing a character, you know, in this show that then retcons all of Game of Thrones, which would be amazing. But anyway, or at least the last season. But I have watched that. I'm also, yes, sir. Did you raise your hand?
I had a question about that. As someone who is sort of a gamer,
raise hand.
I was literally about to do it, and then it called on me. For someone who is a Game of Thrones agnostic, how I don't want to say like how do you think it would look it because I don't want to be one of those people who runs into you be like you write about TV. What's House of Dragon? But I mean, I actually sort of want to watch it because I'm it's debuting. At the beginning of now, so the beginning of now,
there's
I'm really
not
eloquent.
That much else on to compete against, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what would you say to somebody who doesn't watch the show, who is like sort of curious about it? Like, you don't think they'll probably stick with it, or would they be completely lost? Or
I don't think it requires watching Game of Thrones. I mean, I think you know, as with anything with a prequel, it's probably Actually, I would say Better Call Saul. Has so many direct callbacks to Breaking Bad that by that time you do meet these characters who show up in Breaking Bad, you're like, who is this person? I feel like I should know this person. That was partially my problem because I'd only seen Breaking Bad once. So when I got through some characters in Better Call Saul, 80% of the people watching it were like, there's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I have no idea who that person is. I'm totally lost. But Game of Thrones happens 172 years before Daenerys Targaryen was born. So it's really just, you'll hear Lannisters, you'll hear the Starks, like the major families that are in Game of Thrones, their ancestors are in the show, but you don't need to know anything about Game of Thrones, really. I don't think. I think you could watch it. I would best sum it up. If I had an elevator pitch, I would say Succession with dragons, because it's literally all.
Oh, see, that's actually exciting to me.
Yeah, it's a big soapy plot about who's going to be the king or queen after the current king dies.
Speaking of Succession, I know that Industry is back too, and I've been wanting to watch that. I know I saw somebody describe it as a cross between Euphoria and Succession, which I thought was apt, and I've been wanting to get back to that too.
Every time I see a commercial for season two of Industry, that was a show that I was like, oh, I wanted to watch that because it just looks so good. It looks like a good sort of underrated ensemble.
It's really good.
So I need I'm going to add that to my list. So yeah.
I also have screeners to Kevin Can Fuck Himself, the entire second season, which is 8 episodes. I have seen 1 episode thus far, but I wanted to get through Game of Thrones first. I was going to try to write up something for the site tomorrow, but it's probably not going to happen. But the early reviews that I have read have said this series has no business being as good as it is. And I'm really excited to hear that it sticks the landing.
Yeah.
I feel like Go ahead. I just feel like that show, it didn't seem to stick by like episode 3, and people didn't like want to deal with like seeing it through. As soon as people were sort of uninterested with it or didn't want to, you know, stick with the complicated duality of the show, I feel like people just abandoned it. And I feel like that does a disservice to the show, what the show is.
I would agree.
I could be wrong.
I would agree. But, you know, maybe it is better off as a 2-season show. You know, not every show needs to be 4, 5, 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure they would like to have done more. Given the gimmick, given the sort of the creative force of it, I do think maybe smaller amounts of this would be better. So anyway, I am going to be plummeling through that one this week. I finally finished Don DeLillo's White Noise. As soon as it was over, I called Joey and I just said, I finished it. I finished it. It's almost like tears streaming down my face.
Where you're like, I did it, Joe. I did it.
Yeah, I should have said that. That's really amazing. No, I did not. But I would not recommend that book. It's incredibly well written. The characters are absolute horrible. It's like being stuck in a college philosophy class for 10 hours.
Oh, God.
There's literally...
I'd sooner die.
This is very much the jam for some people. It is not my jam. But I will say there are pages and pages and pages, chapters dedicated to kind of... philosophical discourse about the nature of death and murder and when is murder okay and when it isn't not okay and all this stuff. And it's just like, people don't talk like that. This is maybe college professors do. Maybe that's why I'm not friends with any college professors. Anyway, so I finished that. Now I'm reading super trashy Reese book club pick Wrong Place, Wrong Time by Gillian McAllister. It is a sliding doors murder mystery. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
Sliding Doors murder mystery. That's great.
Or maybe it's like a groundhog. No, it's not Sliding Doors. It's more of a Groundhog Day murder mystery.
I'm still on board.
Yeah. So it's good so far. It's caught me right in the very first chapter, which is unusual. Movie wise, I also want to catch up with Vengeance. I was going to take my daughter to see Grease 2 at a movie party here in the Alamo, but I can't because she has COVID. So, and she's still not over it.
Have you guys seen previews for Barbarian?
No.
It looks good.
You should. I heard it's effed up. Like,
I heard someone call it this year's Malignant.
I heard that. I saw that too. Yeah.
It's like about a girl who goes to an Airbnb and there's a guy already staying there. Peter Sarsgaard?
No, not
Peter Sarsgaard.
No.
Pennywise. It's Pennywise, right?
Yeah, it's Pennywise. What's his name?
Eric? No.
Alexander? No.
We know he is. Pennywise is there. And he's like, okay, well, you take the bedroom. It has a lock on it. And I'll sleep on the couch. Like, we're staying in a shitty area. And then, like, she finds that there is a, like, tunnel in, like, through the basement.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, like, the trailer looks.
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill. Yeah. What a weird first name for somebody with who is a Skarsgård. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I know it just looks. I don't know anything about it, and like, I wanted to see it from the first trailer. I saw like a teaser. It was like a minute and a half teaser, and I was like, "Oh, that looks really good." And then someone said, "This year's Malignant." I was like, "Sold." Even more sold.
I'll probably see it despite that disclaimer.
I love Malignant.
Oh,
you have to be in the right mood for it. And I suspect you have to see it I should have seen it in a theater with a whole bunch of people laughing at it, because watching it at home alone on my iPad, like the first 10 minutes, I was like, this thing is.
Oh, I thought it was fun even at home, but I think it is probably a movie you would want to see it with people.
Yeah. I do have a screener for Park Chan-wook's Decision to Leave, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, and maybe South Korea's film to be. Yes, it is their South Korean entry for the Best International Feature.
At the Academy Awards. That's so bad. I love him.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. That's probably the next thing I'm going to watch once I get through Kevin. Oh, thank you, Joey. You know, we are recording this video.
I know. Clarence can fuck himself there.
Sponsored by Disney.
You can count all of that out.
No, that's okay. All right, so does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the 3Ms, contributors Joey Moser, Megan McLaughlin, and your quiz master, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find us, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.